Welcome to an episode of Psych Specific.
With us today, we have Monica Reese-Bergen. Thank you for sitting down with me today.
Hello, I'm excited to be here.
So in Psych 101, students learn about the different perspective or subfields within psychology, such as cognitive, social, clinical, and so on. Which of these perspectives best describes your training or research area?
I am a social cognitive health psychologist. So a lot of my coursework and training was in social. A lot of that was then also linked to cognitive, and specifically cognitive related to knowledge or belief structures, and then it was all kind of applied to health. So I did research with risky behaviors, with pro-social behaviors, and now I do research with social media behaviors.
Oh, so can you tell us a little bit about, out of those three that you just named, which one do you cater to more right now?
Well, it's super interesting because here at JMU, I teach personality, which also I didn't mention, but I also social personality, cognitive health,
you do it all
of those together. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the fun things. So if I had to identify, it would be health, but I can see connections to my work in all of those domains.
Yeah. So can you give us an example of like an interesting finding from one of your studies, published studies, or anything that you found interesting?
I think the one that comes to mind is a student project, because I love working with students and honor students. And so I had a student, Faith Fischetti. Her honors project was on engagement with TikTok. And specifically, she kind of came with the idea that TikTok is bad, especially for young women. And through kind of our conversations, as we looked at the literature, we kind of tried to identify what personality variable, where that might be a factor that makes you particularly vulnerable to the negative impact of TikTok. And so what she studied was social comparison orientation. So that's how often just in daily life you compare your abilities, your beliefs, your family, just kind of your basic comparison orientation. And what she found was that interaction between personality and TikTok engagement, such that TikTok really wasn't problematic for everyone, but was especially problematic and related to eating disorder symptoms and other associated kind of body appearance beliefs and behaviors for those individuals that had high engagement in TikTok. So they were liking and clicking and engaging, and also high social comparison orientation.
Wow, that's really interesting. So you know that psychology is an incredibly interdisciplinary field. How do other disciplines outside of psychology integrate with other parts of research or practice?
So in a lot of my research right now, I'm really interested in social media. So looking at communication, looking at the ways that, you know, technology shapes our health beliefs. So I, you know, have quite a bit of overlap with health as well. I teach health psychology in the summer, which is always great to, you know, think and apply, you know, the concepts we know in psychology to how they impact health behaviors and beliefs.
Social media, how does that impact health?
So a lot of people make health decisions. I have a student this semester looks at body modification behaviors. So if you think about TikTok, a lot of TikTok is full of information about how to make yourself look your appearance different, whether that's a surgical option or I'm gonna mess this up, but like there's like rocks or stones or
lymphatic drainage.
Yeah, and all like kinds that. Of things. So people are learning quite a bit of information from social media about, you know, health behaviors, diet, appearance. Yeah. So looking at that information and what are some of the cognitions and beliefs that people have related to that.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Could you give another example of how your application of research can be applied, or any part of your research, not just health specifically?
I just find personality to be really an interesting concept that can be applied to so many things. So when I teach, you know, personality, I'm always thinking about how this impacts, you know, students. How do they approach group projects? How do they approach studying? Yeah. Do like, you know, one of the examples in my class, do you like to study alone or study with others and noise? Do you take breaks? So I think there's a lot of application of psychology.
Yeah. Wow. I remember when we did our research on parasocial relationships, just looking at like my view of myself and like my view of like social media and the people that I valued. So that was really interesting. So Psych 101 fulfills the JMU sociocultural area requirement for general ed, meaning students are expected to understand people who might be different from them and the importance of multicultural perspectives. How do you think about the role of culture and different social identities or multicultural perspectives in the context of your research?
So I think in my research as well as my, you know, classes, I think I'm going to kind of merge those both together. You know, it's really important to look at what does healthy mean.
Mm-hmm.
So from each different perspective you can look at, and health has different meaning.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the biggest one that I carry with me. And so, you know, not necessarily using, you know, a Western biomedical approach to health, but really trying to look at those cultural aspects of health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, just something that I always am trying to think of, like eating disordered behaviors look very different from different cultures. So trying to incorporate that as well.
Yeah, for sure. I remember you really, in your class when I took you, like focusing on looking at research from multiple perspectives and like multiple cultures and like the verbiage you would use as well. What advice would you give to yourself back when you were a student in Psych 101?
Oh, I mean, I think it's funny, you know, thinking about that question. When I was in Psych 101, I was so curious and I was so interested in kind of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my advice, you know, would be to keep that curiosity. And that is totally where I am today. I'm just like, why would someone do that? And like, now I want to research that. Mm-hmm. And I love that Psych 101 gives you all of these different perspectives.
Yeah.
So you can think about developmentally where are people in this concept. Okay, now I can think about social factors.
Mm-hmm.
And I can think about, you know, mental health factors. And so, you know, Psych 101 is just this beautiful class where you can approach it from so many different ways.
It opens up your mind to so many different perspectives, and I really appreciate that.
Thank
you so much for your time today, Monica. Is there any advice you could leave?
Oh, I would say, you know, just stay curious.
Never stop learning.
Never stop learning and asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as you know, that's going to just be a huge benefit regardless of what major you are and what you do with your career, to kind of appreciate that curiosity factor and recognizing that, you know, things change. And so we have to keep evolving.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.